Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
With leading networking and connectivity, advanced cybersecurity, and expert partnership, Comcast Business helps turn today's enterprises into engines of modern business, powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities. Restrictions apply.
Football on Off the Ball.
He's a really interesting figure, I think.
But as a footballer, he's incredibly clever and subtle and cunning.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Football on Off the Ball.
He's a really interesting figure, I think.
But as a footballer, he's incredibly clever and subtle and cunning.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Best odds guaranteed on all Irish and UK racing. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
And you're welcome to episode 55 of The Racing Pod on Off the Ball. Remember, we're here every Friday with analysis, tips, race previews, stories, interviews, bit of crack as well. The first half of the pod each week free to air. The second part exclusively for members. So be sure to sign up by going to offtheball.com/join. And this week for members, we'll focus on Saturday's action at some of the shoulder courses and also Sunday's racing at Navan. We'll also get our charity bets. So please subscribe now for all the juicy info. Johnny Ward's got a week off and we got in studio instead. Tom Malone of the Irish Field, MC at the Curra. How are you, Tom?
Yeah, good, John. Good. It's really kind of kicking into gear, isn't it? You know, that first couple of months of the national hunt season, it's good, but there's a little touch of the phony war about it, isn't there? So, you know, really just looking forward to Christmas now and see when these horses just start to, you know, take each other on a bit.
What have your perspectives been so far and what you've seen?
It's been good. It's been good. I've enjoyed the sort of structure we've implemented in Ireland at the moment with those festivals, even if they do seem to be sort of like, okay, well, Gordon Elliott, you can have these couple of festivals and then we move on to Punchestown. It's a bit like, no, Willie Mullen's going to move in now and you know, eight winners over 2 days there. Then you move into the Hilly Way. Obviously, Willie loves the Hilly Way, ran half the yard in that. And it very much feels like we've all just kicked into gear now. Gordon's horses are out and firing. Willie's horses are out and firing. We've had strong starts this season as well from Henry de Bromhead and Gavin Cromwell. And starting to see good horses from other yards as well coming out. So I think overall it's a really strong start and I'm just looking forward to what happens next.
Would you give us three to follow then for the season, for the jump season? Would you have three in your pocket?
Yeah, a couple of horses. Obviously, you know, like I said, the way the season has started, you know, we haven't seen many horses take each other on, so you just have to go and trust a little bit. Really taken with Dancing City at Punchestown the other day.
So this is a 3 mile hurdler.
Yeah, it was a 3 mile hurdler. He was beaten in the Albert Bartlett behind Stellar Story last year. It's hardly rocket science. He's still a multiple grade one winner as a novice hurdler, but he really took to fencing during the week, made his debut over 2 miles and six. A lot of these beginners, Jason, novice Jason, now are effectively graded. He was very, very good. I just thought he's just one that's definitely going to follow for the season. Hopefully, maybe he might turn out.
Good jumper.
Yeah, thought was really like the way he jumped. His bumper form's rock solid. And yeah, I just liked everything about the way he did it. And, you know, one of those horses, I mean, you look at his bumper form, I think he was between a couple of subsequent grade one winners or grade one horses as well. You know, obviously he was turned over in the behind Stellar Story at Cheltenham last year, but then he went and got the job done at Aintree and Punchestown. So look, again, even the way he was campaigned last year, you say he should just keep progressing. Yes. And yeah,
Dancing City is one. Who's the next one?
The next one then is Anzadam, again for Willie Mullins, and won a couple of weeks ago obviously hasn't been seen for a long time. And maybe he is only the third best hurdler in the Willie Mullins yard, but that's no bad thing.
There's another horse in the Donnellys, the kind of the yellow colours.
Yeah, he's in the Donnelly colours. So that's a probably slight mark against him. But my thinking for this, as he could be a horse to follow, is Willie Mullins probably wants another crack at that champion trainer title in the UK. We've got Lossie Mouth is probably going to head for Christmas. State Man is going to take his usual route. And then, you know, there's plenty of other 2 mile races around the place. If they don't want to start Anzaman in grade one company straight away, even it did suggest they might go at Christmas, he could be one to just pick up those slightly lesser 2 mile races and build up towards maybe, you know, doing something at Punchestown towards the end of the year. So, he was another one.
He came out from France to do this one.
Yeah. And they just didn't get him out last year. So probably disappointed that he's not the kind of horse they can have a crack at the novices with, you know. I suppose as well, just on Stellar's story, and another horse I'm going to select as well is again from the Willie Mullins yard, Il Atlantique. My goodness, what a chasing performance!
He's in the Brighton Cutters.
Yes,
Tony Bloom's Cutters.
Really impressive chasing debut from him last week, and just I was kind of surprised how far down the Arkle betting he is, but. On the other side, of all the years for Cheltenham to remove a grade one novice's chase and take the Turners into a handicap, this just doesn't feel like the right year to do it because we've just got such incredible depth across all of the novice chasers. So look, we're going to have two absolutely brilliant races in the Arkle and the Brown Advisory, but it really feels like a year where we could have done with the Turners because there's so many good novices chases we've seen. You know, even thinking of the Drinmore, and there was four of them there within a length of each other at the end of that. All these beginners chases, even look at the horse that have been beaten in beginners chases, like a Good Land. I know obviously he hasn't he'd come back off a long break, but for Barry Connell's horse, he's gone back in another beginners maybe, or depending on the ground over Christmas. But just the depth of novice chasers so far this season, I think you can nearly take just novice chasers to follow for the season because that many good ones.
Very good. So the three you're going with are Il Atlantique, Anzadam and Dancing City.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Would you be a man for the 10 to follow? Would you do it?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I haven't had a good look at it this year, but you know, you kind of have to keep it a little bit simple with the 10 to follow because there's so much going on those big races. And to be perfectly honest, I probably would have the bad performance by Ile Francais in France a couple of weeks ago. That's probably, you know, he would have been one of my sort of banker horses that I really thought, well, he's an absolute certainty, not a certainty, but he'd a really, really strong chance for the King George. So, you know, when you're filling these 10 to follows in with a month ago or whatever, he would have kind of been one of my first names on the team sheet, you know.
I would say the John Durkin race is the best I've seen so far this season. Would you agree?
Absolutely incredible. John, I think, like, I remember a few years ago chatting and we were talking about the Savills at Christmas been one of the best, but this year's John Durkin is just phenomenal. And every horse has come, even horse that kept beating it, you're just thinking, that's okay. I thought Galloping the Champs' performance was brilliant. I know he got beaten, but he clearly was given a good long holiday after the hard season he had last year, and he has one target in mind. You know what I mean? There's history on the line here for him. He could, repeat the feat of Best Mate and be a 3-time Gold Cup winner. You know, that's absolute all-time great stuff. And for him, the way he ran, the way he jumped, I was just really impressed by him. So what? He got beaten in the last couple of furlongs when maybe he blew up a little bit. But the fact he didn't drop back in those last furlongs and he just stayed going, I thought that was a brilliant performance. Factor Files, probably one of the most exciting novice chasers. Sorry, I didn't put or the exciting second season chasers having come from last year. Goodness knows what he could do because he kind of feels like he is the heir apparent to the Gold Cup. But you know, you do need to see these horses go and do it over 3 miles and two before you can truly believe they're a true Gold Cup contender. You know,
well, would Lossie Mouth be your top champion hurdle contender now?
Yeah, she is, but again, she has to go and do it. The one negative for me, that, and I'm nitpicking here, is just the third horse in the Hatton's Grace. Like, he was a little too close for my liking.
Right.
For just, if look, again, I'm nitpicking, but that would be the only negative. It's a big decision for Paul Townend. Again, I wasn't too disappointed with State Man. He was big as a bull. If you read any of Willie Mullins' comments sort of pre-season or in those early season stable tours, he said the horse came in like an absolute bullock. And obviously, Willie doesn't push him too hard at the start of the season. The ground is very much against Willie Mullins' horses. We've had a pretty dry autumn so far. Like, we haven't had any proper test in winter ground, and now we're looking into another little dry spell ahead of Christmas. So, all those things considered, I certainly wouldn't lose any faith in State Man at all. But Lossy Mouth, very exciting.
And then John Bonn and Ergman, if they do meet, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, I feel like poor old John Bonn. What does he have to do to get a bit of love?
Win the champion chase.
Yeah, I mean, but we'll like, I think he's what, 12 out of 14? He's just, look, maybe, I don't know. And again, he's an absolute advertisement for those point-to-point sales. He's one of those who's paid back his sales fee and more. I think what they paid $540 or $580 for him or something out of the point-to-point field. He's a multiple grade one winner. Yeah. Look, it's one of those battles we've been promised for so long, and you just hope finally we can get the two of them together this year and just go head to head. Because, you know, John, we love the 2 mile chasing. For me, is the, you know, obviously the Gold Cup is the pinnacle of the sport, but as from an excitement point of view, like, proper 2 mile chase is going absolutely at it. Yeah, that's one of the, you know, it's one of those absolutely brilliant sights in jumps racing. We all think back to the, those Tingle Creek type races from back in the day. So yeah, to see John Bonn and Energamine, brilliant seeing Energamine come back out. And you know, it looks like we've got a proper season coming up. Because I think they might, there's even rumour they might even clash in the Clarence House at Ascot beforehand. So that'd be good too.
Absolutely. So let's look ahead to Cheltenham on Saturday, the December Gold Cup, 10-2. Good to soft, good in places. The ground drying out all the time across the way. So we have last year's winner, Fugitive is in this. Then we have Stage Star, a former winner at the festival and also won the Paddy Power Gold Cup last year. Le Patron won last time out. Il Redotto won the Gold Cup there, the Paddy Power last
Paddy
month.
Last yeah. Time, yeah.
And there's about £8 for that. And there's money into favouritism now from Adara as we record this, Tom. A course winner now with Dan Skelton, and needs to step up on his fourth behind Il Redotto last time out. But money from Adara, the market has spoken so far.
Yeah, and you know, I wouldn't put anyone massively off Madara as well. Obviously only five, you know, by Dr. Dino, Dan Skelton's horses are flying. And in fairness to Dan Skelton, he does seem to have taken that more targeted approach with his horses. You know, he doesn't, a lot of the English trainers just get them out at the start of the season and run them into the ground and then realise, oh, by the time you have to go and take on Willie Mullins at Cheltenham, you know, the tanks are empty. So for that reason, I wouldn't be too far against Madara, but he's short enough old price at 7-2, isn't he? I thought Fugitive ran well, obviously, last time out. And Il Redotto, like, he wasn't beaten far in this last year either. I know he's off £6 higher mark, and he's never really put two brilliant, sorry, he hasn't put two wins together in a long time. And maybe, I think he won last time off 138, and that was his last winning mark. But yeah, it's just 7-1 or that. Look, he's in form. Paul Nicholls likes
the race.
It's
hard to see him out of the frame. I mean, it's hard to see him be seventh or eighth.
Yeah, and
really.
I don't have a massively strong opinion on this race in that I can't go and say, oh, this horse, he's just so progressive. I just absolutely love him. And just, I kind of fell on Il Redotto just because, you know, maybe Stage Star is a similar price. Harry Compton sticks with him. He was
but he's
kind
a class horse in the race.
He's a class horse, but he was so disappointing.
Carrying 12 stones a lot, though, against some horses 10 stone too.
It is an ask. Look, I think something further down the weights, I wouldn't be put off Il Redotto there, but it's a big ask, and he's been done. It's a while since it's been done as well, that Paddy Power December Cup double.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jemmy Rond, who's 11-1 each way for Venetia Williams. So, bounced back at Newbury last time to win, has run well over the course and distance before, ran well at the April meeting at Cheltenham once before, and Venetia knows the time of day. off 10 stone 2. I think it's got an each way chance. Jimmy yeah, Rand, 11 to 1.
Her horses are flying as well.
Yeah.
You know, even though there has been a bit of rain, but not, you know, it's been not sort of consistent. Yeah. But wouldn't put you off that.
So we have the next race there, the 225, a handicap chase at Cheltenham on Saturday. So we have six runners in this. Once again, a bit of money for the outsiders. Third time lucky, Triple Trade and Etalon even for Harry Skelton. I like Triple Trade here because he's a course and distance winner. He's been tumbling down the handicap to a winning mark. If he can recapture his old form, he might have a chance for Joe Tizzard. Triple Trade and a little bit of a nibble for it, about 7-8 to 1.
Yeah, I sort of came into the equation for me as well. I thought third time lucky and Liberty Dancer relatively similar levels of form. I just thought maybe finally Liberty Hunter rather could be the sort of relatively class act here.
Yeah.
Some, you know, was placed in the Grand Annual last year, like really wasn't beaten far that day. Has a bit of, you know, Cheltenham course form at the festival as well. Has won over course and distance, only 9-4, but you just think, you know, Harry Cobden get booked for the ride as well. Evan Williams obviously really fancies his horse's chances. And yeah, I just think Liberty Hunter, of all the ones I think there might be a touch of class about, maybe it's him.
The Albert Bartlett novices hurdle at 3 o'clock. Well, I see some of these horses at the festival later in the season in March. 3 miles, seven runners. A lot of potential horses here. JetBlue comes from France as Fish, but never run over 3 miles. Skyjack Hijack has won 6 in a row, gone up £35. Western Night, kind of unexposed. About Damn Time, there was money for this on Thursday night. Second in an Irish point, then bought for £50,000. Claudaw General is seen as a chaser of the future. Won that point against About Damn Time. Kim Bailey trains him. And then the rest are kind of outsiders. But it's one maybe to watch, not to... I mean, where is Skyjack Hijack's form going to go? Because he just keeps on going up.
Yeah, where is his ceiling? And to be fair, you know, these kind of horses are difficult to handicap. Although, geez, he's won by so far. You know what I mean? It's almost a difficult how much to put him up. But he's absolutely deserved his chance here. I think Skyjack Hijack, by the way, as a story for a horse and for owners, I mean, he's picked up for an absolute song. I think he's maybe £4,000 or something like that. Okay. And, you know, look at him now, six-time winner. Like you said, he's gone up £35,000. And he's brilliant for his owners there. They're getting to line up at Cheltenham just before Christmas, you know, with a lively chance in a graded race. The one I do think could end up in pretty decent though is Western Knight.
Agree with you, yeah.
Totally agree with you. Touch of class about him. Just that lovely profile by Westerner, you know, 5-year-old now, be rising 6. You just think, yeah, he's all stamina, could be a touch of class as well.
Agree with you, Tom, because Joe Tizzard was talking about the Chalo Hurdle, and you don't talk about horses for these top races without them being decent. 4-1 solid, bit of scope, won at Ascot last time, only 4 runs under his belt. I think we're in agreement there.
Yeah, and like I, you know, in Ireland this week, they're talking about, you know, we're launching these 3-year-old hurdles that, you know, they're going to be brought in. And like, I'm kind of against that. I prefer horses to be campaigned more like Western Knight, come out 5, 6, 7 and continue to progress and grow into, you know, a big old school style Irish chaser. And that's what you tend to get with Westerners. So, Western Knight, I just love that style of horse. And I wouldn't be surprised if he just keeps on improving.
Ferry House on Saturday, we have good to yielding ground, yielding in places. The Novice Chase at 12 o'clock, which is the most, I suppose, valuable race on the card. 2 miles, 5 furlongs, 9 runners. Native Speaker has claims on the basis of a course win over 2 mile and 4. Last time out, jumping well from the front on decent ground. Mint Boy is a course winner who can build on a chase and debut at Galway for Gavin Cromwell, trainer who knows the time of day. There's a couple of Willie Mullins horses, £0.01, and Judas Suz Allen. Oh My Lord is now with Padraig Roach in the J.B. McManus colours, needs to prove he gets the trip. How are you assessing this? It is competitive.
Yeah, it's competitive, and I think it's pretty open. One of the horses I quite like in this is sort of down one of the slightly less obvious ones, but kind of before that, I just think, you know, Judicia's Allen, he's won last time out. Rainbow Trail as well. You know, you look at that Formula One guy, he was third, but you know, he was third behind a Stellar Story. But you know, it was a 3-runner race where they were all Jiggenstown Gordon Elliott horses. So you know, I think. From a betting point of view as well, they might make the market a little bit for Kintyre Kalanisi. Tom Gibney actually won this race last year with subsequent Irish national winner Intense Raffles. I think he's won it before that as well. Yeah, he won it with Must Be Obeyed. So I always think that trainers are creatures of habit. So Kintyre Canalisi is one I just think has an each way squeak. We've got the nine runners as well, and what looks a competitive affair. So I just don't think he'll be out of it.
Okay, and we also have Beginner's Chase with, at the moment, declared at 11:30 on Saturday at Ferry House. Mashburr, the Triumph Hurdle winner. Tully Hill, a really promising horse. Maybe kind of lost his way a little bit over hurdles, but I think Willie Mullins says we haven't seen the best of him. And then Asian Master from the Costolos, who is also a horse that had a lot of promise.
Yeah, this is a brilliant race. I mean, you know, you're talking, if you're going to Ferry House tomorrow, I think you have to put on your Christmas jumper. It's one of those kind of races. But, it's a Christmas party kind of a day. Get there early, because this, for me, is one of the races of the day. I think when I spoke to you or Johnny earlier on the season, so give me a horse to follow. I think I did put up Mashburr again, just thought, surprised it's taken this long to get out. But one of the reasons for that could be that lack of rain so far this season. So, look, really exciting sort. You would think with Mashburr, like, he's probably not a betting proposition. He's going to be a short price, you'd imagine. And this is quite a deep race, even with the likes of, you know, his stablemates, Tully Hill and an Asian Master in against him. But, you know, Mashburr is going to be the one to take out of it. And for me, it's very much watch and brief to see how he deals with it. But again, he is, you know, he's coming from France. He will be well schooled. They, you know, they start them out earlier there. They're jumping fences at two and stuff like that. Whether it's on the race course or not. But yeah, it's fascinating. I'm really excited about Mashburr. And yeah. That's a reason to get up early and be in Ferry House for 11:30 for the first race tomorrow.
Before you listen to Off the Ball on Saturday afternoon. This is the Racing Pod on Off the Ball. If you're listening to the free version of the podcast, we're leaving you here. But if you're looking for more, including our look at Sunday's card at Navan, really exciting racing there, and our charity bet, go to offtheball.com/join to subscribe and get the full podcast with all of our racing tips, insights and stories from the week's action. Okay, Tom.
Football on Off the Ball.
He's a really interesting figure, I think. But as a footballer, he's incredibly clever and subtle and cunning.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.